CBP officers apprehend three on sex-related human smuggling warrants in Laredo. Texas border business. Laredo, Texas, over a recent 24-hour period. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at Laredo Field Office Ports of Entry apprehended three men wanted on outstanding warrants for alleged felony offenses ranging from child sex abuse to human smuggling. In less than a day, our frontline CBP officers exercised their resolute vigilance and apprehended three people wanted on outstanding felony warrants for alleged child sex crimes and human smuggling, said Director, Field Operations Donald R. Cusser, Laredo Field Office. The heinous nature of the alleged crimes and the immeasurable human impact they cause underscore the importance of CBP's border security mission and the determination of our officers to uphold it. On Wednesday, August 21, CBP officers at Camino Real International Bridge in Eagle Pass, Texas, during a routine examination discovered that van passenger Brian Anthony Rodriguez, 25, a U.S. citizen, had an outstanding felony warrant for aggravated sexual assault of a child from Dallas County Sheriff's Office. He was turned over to Maverick County Sheriff's Office deputies for adjudication of the warrant. On the same day, CBP officers at Progreso International Bridge in Progreso, Texas, during a routine examination discovered that pedestrian Martin De La Fuente, 75, a U.S. citizen, had an outstanding felony warrant for indecency with a child from Nueces County Sheriff's Office in Corpus Christi. Officers also discovered undeclared Xanax pills in his pocket and issued him a $500 penalty. CBP officers transported him to Hidalgo County Jail for adjudication of the warrant. Also on Wednesday, CBP officers at Gateway to the Americas Bridge in Laredo, Texas, during a routine examination discovered that pedestrian Angel Eduardo Rojas, 18, a U.S. citizen, had an outstanding felony warrant for smuggling, transporting undocumented non-citizens from U.S. Border Patrol. He was turned over to Laredo Sector Border Patrol agents for adjudication of the warrant. During each examination, CBP officers utilized biometric identification to verify the identities of the individuals and to confirm that they were in fact the subjects of the respective outstanding felony warrants they faced. The National Crime Information Center is a centralized automated database designed to share information among law enforcement agencies, including outstanding warrants for a wide range of offenses. Based on information from NCIC, CBP officers have made previous arrests of individuals wanted for homicide, escape, money laundering, robbery, narcotics distribution, sexual child abuse, fraud, larceny, and military desertion. Criminal charges are merely allegations. Defendants are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law.